Hi, my name is Guy Harris. I'd like to welcome you to the audio program, The Top 7 Secrets to Resolve Personal Workplace Conflict. I often introduce myself as the recovering engineer, and if you'd like to learn more about me, the products and services I offer, read blog posts, articles about conflict resolution, team dynamics, communication skills, and leadership, you can find more at my blog, recoveringengineer.com. That's www.recoveringengineer.com. So let's get started taking a look at the top 7 secrets to resolve personal workplace conflict. Before we get into that, a little personal insight. So you know a little bit about who you're working with, who you're listening to today, in case you don't know much about me already. So I live in central Indiana. I'm not originally from Indiana, but that's where I live, a pretty rural area. And it's about 45 minutes from Indianapolis, about 3 hours to Chicago. And I live out in a fairly rural area. Used to have a swimming pool in my backyard. And just for some insight on the kind of things I like to do, it tends to be woodworking, moving dirt, landscaping activities, things like that, primarily things that I do by myself and alone. And here I am talking with you about resolving personal workplace conflict. Part of the point of sharing some of that personal preference with you is this, that by nature, I'm a person who likes to be alone and does not naturally feel comfortable interacting with people. And along the line in my professional career, I realized that communication and conflict resolution and those types of issues were really, really important for becoming successful, both in personal and professional life. And the general context we're talking about here today in this audio program is in the workplace, but even in personal life, the ability to successfully resolve conflicts, the ability to find ways to resolve conflicts in ways that we can preserve our relationship and continue working together or living together, I realized several years ago were critical issues for a happy and successful life. And as I looked around, I saw a lot of people really struggling with conflict. I personally was very conflict averse, getting back to the whole, what do I like to do? I like to do things alone kind of thing. And through really years of study and application and practice and observation and courses and books and audio programs and practice and observation and repeat the cycle over again, started to develop some insights into what is the dynamic of conflict between people and how can we effectively break that cycle and move successfully to resolution. And part of the idea for sharing some of that with you is to realize that very little of what we're going to share or what I'm going to share with you today, what we're going to discuss via this audio medium, is stuff that comes naturally to me. Virtually everything is something I've learned along the line or observed in interactions that other people were having and noticing where things went wrong and where things got better. And then through diligent application and practice, I learned to apply these ideas in my own life. And key point is this, that I have not removed all conflict from my life. I am just more confident in my ability to handle it and more comfortable with the outcomes I experience in life. And I see so many other people who don't have that confidence and comfort that I'm attempting to share those ideas with people as we go along. And this is one of those ways to share it with people. And I want to let you know that I believe you've made a great choice to join me today on this audio program because you have stated by listening to this program, you have stated that you're the kind of person who's willing to take responsibility for your part of the conflict and to do things to move it forward and to look for ways and insights and tips and techniques that might help you move things to a positive resolution so that you can preserve relationships and also do business and work together and live together in successful ways. So as we get started, I want to encourage you to get something to write with if you're in a place to write. If you're listening in your car, then I wouldn't suggest you write something down. But if you are in a place where you can write, I suggest that you get a pad and pen to write some things down because there's some learning research that says that as you write things down, you remember them. And writing is a very powerful way to build concepts and build understanding and depth of insight and concepts as you write them down. And I want you to think before I get started, What's the most important thing? What's the most important idea? What's the most important concept that you want to get from this audio program? If you have that clearly fixed in your mind, you'll be more likely to hear it or hear pieces of it as we go along so that you can find ways to apply the ideas in your life. So I want you to consider that question and be prepared for some really good information, some things I found that have helped me build confidence and comfort and clarity as I approach conflict situations. What I hope you get from our time together, I hope that you get insights and perspectives that will give you less stress when you do encounter conflicts. And I say when you encounter conflicts, not if you encounter conflicts, because as of this recording, I'm nearly 50 years old. And in my time on this earth, I have noticed that there's no such thing as a conflict-free life. So when you encounter conflict, I hope that you have less stress because you have some insights on how to approach it productively. And because you have insights, you'll have greater ability to move quickly towards a resolution rather than towards an escalation. And you'll have greater ability to address conflicts constructively so that you can move, again, towards resolution and away towards escalation and destruction of a relationship. With the confidence to approach conflicts confidently and early, I hope that this brings you greater emotional control and less drama in your interactions with other people because you learn how to address them early, how to address them confidently, how to address them assertively towards resolution rather than towards escalation, and learn how to address the emotions that are packaged with conflict so that you can move forward and be successful in your personal and professional relationships. And that's what I hope you get out of today.